Well, having spun off their Australian and New Zealand assets to form the Scentre Group, Westfield Corporation now is focused on operating and building shopping centres in North America and the United Kingdom. And today they've reported their first half results. Net profit after tax rose by 20% to $589 million. So that was in line with the market's expectations. But when it comes to property-based organisations, they tend to focus on a measure called funds from operations, which is a reflection of their cash flow. And that's looked at pretty closely. That measure came in at $342 million and delivered 16.5 cents per share of FFO per security. So again, that was what the market was expecting. Importantly, they have guided for full year FFO to be in the range of 33.8 to 34 cents per security. So that was important to reiterate that. So when you look at their operations, their shopping center assets total are about $32 billion, and 83% of that is what they describe as flagship centres, which deliver what marketers would refer to as an upscale experience, where you see those luxury brands such as Prada, Louis Vuitton, and that sort of thing being sold. So net operating income from their flagship businesses is up by about 3.5%. But when you look at the underlying retail sales for the centres, when you break them up by different segments, some of them were quite anemic, and the better improvements were only quite modest. So their pipeline of development is pretty substantial at $3.8 billion, and that spans the US and the UK. They say that is on track as far as their expectations is concerned, so that is important. The result hasn't really moved the needle all that much. The shares are down quite substantially as far as the year is concerned, down by about 18%. The stock's up 1.5% after the result.